FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up. From a place that had no meaning, from the wilderness of time, to the land of new beginnings, starting with the new design. Never doubted for a second that I'd do it on my own. To my corner, trusting in the things I know.
Hey!
Oh, yes. Welcome. Bonsoir. Bonjour. Hola. Whatever. And welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer. With you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Yes, as promised. Bit of a Eurovision theme today. Celebrating the biggest music festival on the planet. Happening tonight, the 65th one. Took a year off last year. It's not all going to be Eurovision, don't panic. And I don't know if you heard Nadia talking earlier, but it's true. The reason I celebrate Eurovision is because it's absurd. Not because I take it seriously for one second. Because it's a bit of fun in a rather grim world. Anyway, do get in touch if you've got any Eurovision memories or anything you want played. I can promise you some great Eurovision tracks played today. Some unusual ones as well. And ones you may not realise were even part of the Eurovision. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or on social media. On Twitter, at Spin Phoenix. Instagram, The Weekend Wind Up. It'd be really good to hear from you. And also what you're up to this weekend. On this not-so-sunny day. Hope you're keeping well and hope you're safe as ever. And I can promise I'll entertain you with some great music today. As I said, not only Eurovision, don't worry about that. Got some new A-list tracks as well added on this week, which is great. And this next one I'm going to be playing is one of those. So come back, I think it's his 8th album. Still going strong, Mr. Will Young. And this is the rather remarkable Daniel.
Thank you. Greenview Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
For just £1 a week, join the St Francis Hospice Lottery and you could win one of the weekly prizes of £1,000 or up to £25,000 on the rollover. What's more, every penny you spend goes towards patient care at your local hospice. It's a win-win for you and your local community. Make a difference today. Call 01708 771 407 or visit sfh.org.uk/lottery to take part.
Our gradually coming out of lockdown, we can go to more places, like pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and gyms. However, around one in three people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. By quickly checking into venues with the NHS COVID-19 app, you can help stop the virus spreading and protect your family and friends. So whenever you go out, check in. Let's take this next step safely.
Here we go. That's Bardo there with One Step. So that was our Eurovision entry in 1982, the year after Bucks Fizz won it. And any similarity between that and My Camera Never Lies is purely coincidental, I'm sure. And Bardo were tipped to win, and they come seventh for us in 82. Which, if you imagine there, if we come seventh now, it'd be a national holiday, wouldn't it? Even if we got into the top 10, it's crazy. It really is. And, but they were tipped to win, but sadly they didn't. So congratulations to them anyway, and also to James Newman tonight, who's going to be representing us. I think we might do quite well. Be nice if we did, wouldn't it? Obviously, the realistic part of me is thinking maybe we won't, but who knows? Who knows? Now, Eurovision Song Contest tonight, it's the 65th one, as I said, and it started way back in 56, and there was only seven countries when that, and when the seven countries entered in that very first competition, each country had to enter two songs as well, and that happened for a couple of years, and they changed it to just one song, and we now have 24 countries entering, you know, as we know, the audience at the moment, it's the last Eurovision, so the year before last, it reached 204 million people viewed it. How crazy is that? It's hard to believe that, isn't it? And say a lot of Europe do take it very seriously, and I think that we need to possibly as well in certain ways. But it's fun. That's what it's meant to be. And all the songs I picked today, hopefully, will put a smile on your face. Big shout out to Laura, who's messaging saying loving hearing the Eurovision songs today. Looking forward to it. We're going to be celebrating tonight. We've got a couple of friends coming over. There's going to be everyone's bringing a food from a different country, and we've got lots of drink as well. Absolutely, that's what you should be doing. Loving that. And are you dressing up? When I've done parties before, I've gone to them, you always dress up as a country and you represent. So that's always worthwhile doing as well. And Terry's also messaged in saying, we're having a Eurovision gathering tonight. Just us and our grown-up children. There'll be five of us, but we're looking forward to it. We've got food and we've got drink planned, and it's going to be great fun. It really, really is. So thanks for getting in touch, guys. Do let me know what your plans are for this weekend and if you are celebrating Eurovision in any way. Now, this next track is not Eurovision related, you'll be pleased to know, but this landed this week. This is the brand new collaboration between Little Mix and David Guetta and Galantis, the DJ, as well. And this is a tune. This really is. And I think this could possibly be one of the strongest singles out this year. It's a real earworm. Let me know what you think.
I called to say not sorry, but I wish you the best. And I don't hold no grudges, promise this ain't a test. We okay? We okay? Sometimes it works out, but sometimes it don't. Maybe we'll fix this, or maybe we won't. Sometimes a heart can sink like a stone. I
friends, you know. One too many arguments, I have to let go. Forgive you, I know. You say you wanna try, and I see you change before my eyes into somebody new. So, no empty promises. I need to know it's worth it if I'm gonna go there with you. This is the last time, now you're mine. The last time falling in love. After the last fight, I realized I'm not giving you up. The first time we broke, you left in the night. This time we got it right. This is the last time, now you're mine. The last time falling in love, in love, in love. The last time falling in love.
You know it's been hard for me, I still got my fears. Couple insecurities deep down, but I'ma give you all of me, give you my best. All this beautiful mess.
This is the last time, now you're mine. The last time falling in love. After the last fight, I realize I'm not giving you hope. The first time we broke, you left in the night. This time we get it right. This is
FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
OK, I've got your first travel update on the day today, and the roads are looking quite busy as you would expect. So on the A12 Brook Street roundabout, that's looking quite congested on the slip road there as you enter the A12 heading towards Chelmsford. Be mindful of that. And as you leave the Brook Street roundabout heading in towards Brentwood High Street, build up of traffic around the Nags Head area as well. So that's causing some delays. On the Ongar Road, there is some very heavy traffic heading towards Wilson's Corner. Be mindful of that. And also on the Worley Way, there's the temporary traffic lights still around the B186, which are causing some problems as well. Now, surrounding areas, not looking too bad. The main road's okay. There's the ongoing roadworks on the A13, which is every weekend, around the Stanford Lee Hope Allsett Cook turnoff, so be mindful of that. The area is closed, you will need to make a diversion. And traffic is rather busy around the Lakeside Thurrock area as well, if you are thinking of heading out and shopping. The bridge over into Kent is all right at the moment, considering the major problems we had yesterday by massive congestion there, which caused some delays for hours. There were some real problems, but not looking too bad. Hutton and Road as well is looking quite busy. Public transport looking all right. Services fine on Greater Anglia Network and C2C, London Underground, Docklands Light Railway. But do check those travel providers before heading out, just in case that situation changes.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Now, as promised, for those Eurovision aficionados, you will know this, but those that are not familiar with the competition as much will be surprised to know this next track was actually a Eurovision original song. And it's probably one of the most covered songs on the planet, I think, with cover versions by Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Josh Groban, to name but three. And it's... everyone knows this song, but it did come from the Eurovision contest back in 1958, I think it was. 58 or 59. And its original title is Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu. And you will know this much more easier as Volare.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù, una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare. Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché, quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé, ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù, e continuo a volare felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Felice di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù.
Luz, yo quiero ver luz, poder pintar de color un nuevo amanecer, vivir, amar, sentir y saber que hoy salga el sol, aunque llueva tú y yo sabremos bailar. Nadie nos puede parar. We're dancing in the
There we go. Ruth Lorenzo there. I don't know if you remember Ruth. She was in the X Factor many years ago. I think she got through to semi-finals, but she represented Spain about 6 years ago in Eurovision. That was a cracking song. Really, I think it came top five. I thought that was quite worthy of a winner, actually. I really did. But yeah, that was Ruth Lorenzo. So thanks to everyone getting in touch so far. Loving that people are enjoying the Eurovision tunes. As I said, it's not all Eurovision today. Do not panic. Do not panic. I go running for the hills. It's just a good mix. Thanks to Lucy. How are you, Lucy? Thanks for messaging as usual. Saying enjoying the music today. Planning to go shopping later on, but they've delayed it just to listen to some tunes. Love that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Sarah as well. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Just say, pottering around, doing the housework as usual today. Quite a grey, cold day, but the music is making me laugh and smile. Is that a good thing? I think it is. But thanks for listening as well. But still got time. Get in touch. Send me your messages, what you're up to. And if I can play something, I will, of course, email me radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, this next track, it was a duet featured at this year's Brits that has gone down an absolute storm. It's by a man of the moment. I forgot his name. Ollie from Years and Years, sorry. And Mr. Elton John himself. And this is their version of the Pet Shop Boys' It's a Sin.
It's a sin. a sin.
Bennett's Funerals are proud to sponsor the ongoing redevelopment of Butterfly Meadow, Brentwood, raising awareness for Our Grieving Hearts, your local charity supporting parents who have lost a child at any age and through any circumstance. We're part of the Compassionate Friends, commemorating 50 years of peer-to-peer support for bereaved parents. To find out more, visit us at ourgrievinghearts.co.uk, where we have a list of our services and upcoming fundraising events.
Come to the drive-in cinema this coming bank holiday weekend at the Brentwood Centre. And as it's time to have some fun, we've included four sing-alongs for you to join in with. The Greatest Showman, Grease, Bohemian Rhapsody and Dirty Dancing, which gets us underway on Friday the 28th. And that's not all. There are four other classic movies to be shown on our giant LED screen too. Tickets are limited, so get them now at www.sunsetdrivein.co.uk.
When you need a professional who specialises in writing, photography or web design, contact Tom Slayton. At Tom's website, tomslayton.com, you'll find brilliant WordPress themes, discounts and links for fantastic online services, and sage wisdom from the master himself, Tom Slayton. TomSlayton.com even features a wonderful eclectic collection of photographs seldom seen elsewhere. Visit TomSlayton.com. That's TomSlayton.com.
Yeah.
There you go. Take that. I Found Heaven. Yeah, that's one of their singles. It doesn't get a lot of play. People don't remember that, do they? But I was listening to that this week, and I thought, what? It's a great little pop song. It really is. And I think that was, what was that, the second or third single they ever released? Way back when. Would have been, what, early 90s. Yeah, but great song. I'm going to carry on now with, first of all, before I carry on, sorry, can I give a couple of shout-outs to people messaged in. So Joey's messaged in. Hiya, Joey. Thanks for tuning in, my friend. Appreciate it. To say, enjoying the music today, as usual. Thanks for playing some great tunes. It's great to have your company. Thank you, mate. And also Liam as well. Hi, Liam. I don't think I've heard from you before, Liam, so thank you for messaging in. You just said enjoying the show. So very short and sweet, but tell us a bit more about yourself. As I say, if you are a regular listener, great to have you on board, or even if you're a new listener as well. Thank you very much. Now, today's Danny's Choice is coming up now. And last week, if you were listening in, you would have heard me throw the mantle down to Danny, because Danny picks a great cracking song every week for me to play. And my mission last week for him was to pick a Eurovision song, because Eurovision is so far removed from something Danny would choose, I think it's fair to say. But has the boy done good? Oh, yes. He has had some influence from his better half, I must admit. But he's picked a cracker of a song today. And Dan, you have not let me down, my friend. This has made my day. So this isn't technically a Eurovision song, but it was a Eurovision band.
Stars in your eyes, little one, where do you go to dream? To a place we all know, the land of make-believe.
You know, this is worth turning up really loud.
Never ever
today, but had to go to visit you. You never know.
What a song. Dan, thanks, my friend. That was obviously Buxby's The Land of Make Believe, their biggest ever selling single, 3.2 million copies and Christmas number one way back in 1981. Danny, inspired choice. Love that. Thanks very much. You'll be pleased to know, ladies and gentlemen, Danny's choice will be back to normal next week. We'll have something eclectic from him. But Dan, thanks for taking part in the challenge. I really did appreciate it, and it was great that you found something. Thank you. So heading up towards the news now with just one more from me, and after the news we will be back with some more great music, some Eurovision classics, some forgotten tracks, also today's cover from another, which is a corking one as well, and whenever the weather and lots of travel and everything else basically. So good to have your company. I will see you on the other side after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, the BBC's facing calls to compensate whistleblowers who raise concerns over the way it landed a bombshell interview with Princess Diana. The Tory chair of the Commons Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee thinks the corporation should pay those whose careers were damaged. Graphic designer Matt Wiesler was cast aside after he mocked up fake bank statements on the instruction of journalist Martin Bashir.
I became a bit of a drifter. I tried all sorts of professions and trades, but I never sort of really found my home. It's been long and hard, and it's had a huge impact on my family and how my kids grew up.
Germany has banned UK visitors because of a rise in cases of the Indian variant here. And surge testing is being introduced in parts of West London after more cases of the variant were discovered. People in their early 30s in England can now book to get their first dose of the coronavirus jab. And the news just in is total number of vaccines administered in England has hit 50 million. Joe Biden says a two-state solution is the only answer to resolving the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian people. A pro-Palestinian demonstration's happening in central London this lunchtime. In football, Hibs boss Jack Ross says lifting the Scottish Cup this afternoon would cap off a hugely successful season for the club. The Edinburgh side face St Johnstone in the showpiece at Hampden Park in the next hour. He's expecting it to be close.
Callum and winning silver with St Johnstone is fantastic. I know our season has been terrific as well. Going in deep into cup competitions, securing that position in the league for the first time in 15 years is an outstanding achievement for this group of players. So it all gears up to being a terrific final. I think two groups of players that are feeling very good about themselves.
Hibs last won the cup in 2016, and the Beano's renaming one of its characters after 67 years. Fatty will now be called Freddy. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, I've got your weather for you, and this afternoon will remain some sunny spells coming in, but mainly scattered showers developing and the odd heavier shower as we head towards tea time. It will feel rather cold today at 12 degrees, and then tonight those initial showers will quickly die away. They're going to be long, clear spells, but air temperatures will fall close to freezing in rural locations, with a potential ground frost coming in at just 2 degrees tonight. And tomorrow there'll be sunshine and scattered showers basically all day, though late afternoon there will be a heavy rainfall arriving from the west. There will be strong winds once again, reaching all areas by the evening, just 12 degrees tomorrow, and looking pretty much the same for Monday as well. So we'll keep you updated on all the weather throughout the weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome to the second hour.
Lightning and thunder.
Couldn't believe it was true. You got it.
you'll put me down. Love, don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your arms, let me stay. Hold me like you know you should. Don't leave me on the shelf. Like a dog you throw away. So sad and lonely all by myself. I'm just your jack in the box. You know whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything. Who just keeps my heart around? Love to pull the string. You and when it's upside down. Just your jack in the box. You know whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything.
There you go, Clodagh Rodgers there. Jack in the Box, Eurovision entry for the UK back in 1971. Again, was tipped to win, but didn't come third. And, yeah, I haven't heard that. Do you know what? When you listen to those songs, some of those lyrics, now you look at them and you think, were they being really, like, cheeky then? If you listen to, you know, I'm not going to read them out on air, but just listen to them and have a look at them. They were a little bit cheeky, I think. And I can't work out if they were innocent or they knew what they were doing. But, yeah, great to hear that again. Anyway, welcome back to the second hour of the Weekend Wind-Up. I want to give a shout-out to some people messaging in. Thank you very much. Hannah, how are you doing? Thank you for taking the time to message. Hannah's messaging to say she was really excited this week. She had her second jab, and so did her husband, John. Hannah, I was the same. I had my second jab this week. I'm feeling a bit at the moment, I'm going to be honest with you. Few little side effects. Nothing major, but it's feeling a bit... Yeah, you know, as you do, but it's worth it. It's price worth paying, isn't it? And I don't think I was as bad as I was with the first jab, so that's a bit of a bonus. But yeah, it's well worth it. So congratulations. I hope you're feeling all right as well and taking it easy. And I want to give a message as well to Demi. How are you doing, Demi? Thank you for taking the time to message in. Demi's saying she's staying with her parents this weekend. First time that they've seen each other for 7 months. She's come down from Manchester to her parents. They live in Brentwood and she's spending the weekend with them now she can and it's safe to do so. Hope you're having a lovely time and you're catching up. It's I think it's a, you know, we should never underestimate, should we, the impact of the past year on people. It really does. You're finally catching up with people. And, you know, that are important to you. So I hope you have a great weekend and you're having a lovely time. But do send me a message, anyone. Get in touch. Let me know what you're up to. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com or via the usual channels. It's always good to hear from you. And please drop us a line.
Yes, I do.
Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Wouldn't it be nice to stop cleaning with chemicals and ensure a longer-lasting, more hygienic clean? The new chemical-free cleaning products from Ingenious Probiotics are natural, vegan, and proven safer. Added good bacteria restore natural microbial balance and keep your living and working environment healthier. Visit ingenious-probiotics.com to find out more and for 10% off your first order. Start reducing your chemical pollution exposure now with Ingenious Probiotics.
When you need a professional who specializes in writing, photography, or web design, contact Tom Slayton. At Tom's website, tomslayton.com, you'll find brilliant WordPress themes, discounts and links for fantastic online services, and sage wisdom from the master himself, Tom Slayton. TomSlayton.com even features a wonderful eclectic collection of photographs seldom seen elsewhere. Visit TomSlayton.com. That's TomSlayton.com.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back. So now it's time for today's cover from another. So obviously I've picked a Eurovision song that's going to be covered. And I found this, I think I might have played this before a couple of years ago, I'm not too sure. But yeah, I think this one will divide people slightly. And I'll be surprised if the cover version wins. But you never know. Do let me know which one you prefer. So this, the original song is by, it was the song that brought the band to everybody's attention. They won Eurovision with this. And if you heard on another mainline radio station this week, they've been doing the top 50 Eurovision songs, and this came in at number one with the good old Fizz at number two. But so do let me know which version you prefer. Get in touch. And as I say, I'm pretty sure the original will win. But you never know with you lot, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, there are some things that should be left untouched in life, and that song is one of them. Now, as I said, somebody may well oppose what I'm saying or correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that cover version was particularly good. Do you? No, I don't. The original, as you know, ABBA, of course, with Waterloo, won for Sweden, sorry, way back in 1974. But then obviously we had that cover version by Bananarama there, and I'm a massive Nana fan, you know that, but there's something about that. Yeah, do let me know what you think. You might say I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not, so get in touch, let me know. You got any suggestions for next week as well, and their cover from another, just let me know. It'd be great to hear from you.
You nearly gave me a heart attack when you said you're doing well. Is it obvious you're all I hide? And the last year's been like hell. Guess I'm lonely thinking that you ain't moved on. And I'm sorry if I'm coming off too strong. Never thought I'd see the shape of pain standing in the front porch light. Is it obvious I'm not okay? Never meant to start a fight. Guess I'm just a moment living in your past. But I never thought you'd forgive me so fast. Cause I'm staring at all these photographs. I guess the good things ain't meant to last. I gave you forever, you gave them up. I've never fallen for anyone. And now I'm looking at the ceiling, wondering just what you're feeling now. If that's what love's about, then I'm so good without. Oh, 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 I know you probably won't.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I've got your latest travel for you, and the roads are still quite busy at the moment. I'll go through the reported problem area, so you can avoid those if possible. On the 128, as you leave Brentwood heading out towards Ingrave, build up of traffic there. There are 40 traffic lights which are causing some delays. On the 1023, as you head up from the Brook Street roundabout into Brentwood, that's exceptionally busy as well. Ongoing roadworks on the B186 by Worley Hill on the station side, that's also causing some delays. Now, the M25, just been reported, there has been an accident heading away from Junction 30 towards the A127, so not going towards Lakeside, the opposite way. There has been an accident which is causing the traffic to be held there at the moment. Avoid the M25, that stretch, if you can. Come off either at the Brentwood turn-off or the Lakeside turn-off. Apart from that, roads are not looking too bad, and also you've got the ongoing roadworks on the A13 around the Stamford Lee Hope Allsett Cook turn-off as well. Services on all major public transport networks, CTC, Greater Anglia, London Underground, Docklands Light Railway, are working okay and running fine, but do check with those travel providers before heading out, and we'll keep you updated every hour throughout the weekend on all the travel news.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
This is for Andy. Andy messaged in asking for, he said, for a bit of a 90s June. And you can't get much better than this. This is the Honeys, I'm Finally Found.
Moment to end. I close my eyes and still I see my dreams become reality. And now I know how it feels to be.
I played so many lies that you would come my way. An angel from above to light my darkest day. I think it's time for you to heed these lines, cause there's something I wanna say.
And don't let go, cause this is love, boy, don't you know? And we're gonna be together for eternity.
I prayed so many nights that you would come my way. An angel from above to light my darkest day. Love so strong, it can't be wrong. It's with you that I
can't take it and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I think my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record. And I'm not playing right. Just cynical about it, kill me. Till you tell me on the heavenly phone. So hold tight. Come on. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power. And she really someone I wanna know. Electric. This boy is electric and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you. Cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you really someone I wanna know. Just to let you know now.
The new one there from Coldplay, Higher Power, from the brand new album, which was recorded during lockdown, and which obviously gets to number one, as Coldplay always does. But that's a cracking return of form, isn't it? Like that. Now I want to give a shout out to John. Hiya, John, who's messaged in saying, enjoy the music today, as usual, and really looking forward to tonight. We are feeling very optimistic about Eurovision. That's good to hear. Let's give our guy James a massive support. He's flying. Did you see the semi-final rehearsals this week? They brought on, obviously, the top five countries, the ones that automatically go through, and we're being one of those. He's got a voice in him, isn't he, our singer? Really has. A real soulful, like, 70s voice. Really good. And the staging was really clever as well. I don't know. It just feels a little bit optimistic. You watch, this time next week, I'll be talking about how we came last, probably. But if we do, it's not down to the song or the singer. It's down to just the way people are and they feel, which is a shame, isn't it? It really is. But glad you're going to enjoy it, John. And yeah, raise a glass, I'm sure. And for any of the, those Eurovision, as I say, those Eurovision experts of mine, it's known, isn't it, that you always raise a glass to Sir Terry Wogan on the eighth song. Don't you? It was always the tradition that you raise a glass of something strong to Terry Wogan as Song 8 plays. And who have we picked and in the random draw tonight for Song 8? Our song. We are entry 8 this evening. Is that a sign? Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, we are fingers crossed there, as I said. We're supporting the guy all the way. I want to shout out as well, Mary. Hello, Mary. Thank you for taking the time to message in. Appreciate it. Mary's saying, really enjoying the retro tunes today. Have I got any Eurovision songs from the 70s she can play, particularly by Milk and Honey? I'd already had that downloaded, Mary, because it's one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time. So that will be played in the next hour. Don't worry about that. And I'm happy to play it. And thank you for taking the time to message in. Always loving hearing from all of you.
See you. not a passion. Don't leave to dance. Just leave. I love you.
View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
This coming bank holiday Sunday and Monday, the Brentwood Centre Antiques and Vintage Fair returns after a break of 15 months. Dealers from all over the country will be selling a huge range of interesting and rare items, both inside and outside the International Hall. Tickets will be on sale on the door, but buy in advance and receive priority admission. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit www.gnbfairs.com.
From weekly food essentials, gifts and treats, to last minute basics, you can buy from all your favourite shops across Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone and have your items delivered straight to your door same day. Click It Local is your new virtual high street brought to you in partnership with Brentwood Council. Click It Local, your local high street, delivered. Clickitlocal.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Georgia. Join me every weekday from 3 for Drive on Phoenix FM. We've got all the best music from 80s classics to current hits, as well as loads of great games to keep you moving when the traffic just won't. I'll make sure you've got all the latest travel and news updates you need and listen out for our lovely guests to keep you up to date with all things Brentwood, Billericay and beyond. Make sure to listen in 3 to 6 every weekday for Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Now, welcome back. I've had a couple of messages in from people talking about things they've been watching on the TV. As you know, we like to share recommendations with each other that we can kind of tune into and get invested in. And one of the things is the mayor of Easttown. I've been told by a couple of people this week how good it is. And Nadia was talking to me about it earlier before she left. And apparently it's very good. Haven't checked it out yet myself, but we'll do it. So got Kate Winslet. Apparently it's very gritty and very real. So I don't even know what channel it's on, but I will check it out. That's meant to be quite good as well. And also there is a documentary out. Now, this is quite random. Bear with me. It's featuring Cher, and it's about her plight to save endangered animals, particularly elephants. And it was featured on Gogglebox a couple of weeks ago where they did make a bit of fun of it, actually, but it's actually quite a serious subject. It's about elephants that are being kept in captivity, and they're not doing very well, and she's on this massive mission to get them released and looked after. And it's I caught some of it this week. It's very moving indeed. And very randomly, she's recorded a brand new track to support the program, but also raise funds for this cause. And I'm going to play it for you now. It's a brand new track. It literally dropped this week, and do check it out. This program, it's really different, but it's obviously a cause that's very close to her heart. And yeah, it's really quite moving.
Brick by brick, never knowing what it is to be free, just faded. Do you know everything's riding on us to save? life we build it up. I just wanna see the walls crashing down, burn to the ground. Let them stand tall, 'cause I remember how it felt when we laid the foundations like nothing could harm them. But I see the cracks in the floor. Oh, oh, look at their lives. Can we save them somehow? 'Cause I just wanna see the walls crashing down. I don't wanna have to say this again. Something's gotta break hard and change, my friend. Everything that happened way back when just faded. Do you know everything's riding on, riding on us to save?
Oh,
Yeah, that's Midnight Sky there, Miley Cyrus. One of her newer tracks, and great having her back, isn't it? So, heading out towards the news now on the hour, and then we'll have your weather. And then the final hour of today's The Weekend Wind-Up, when I've got some more great music for you, and some Eurovision music, and also today's Take 5, which I'm hoping you're going to like. It's there's some great tracks on there. But it's still time to get in touch, as my friend Derek has. Derek, how are you doing, sir? I hope you're well. Derek's got in touch to say, first of all, thank you for asking how my well-being. I'm very well, thank you. As I said, feeling a little bit under the weather with the results of the second jab, but I'm doing all right. But thank you for reaching out. I appreciate that. And Derek's asked if I could play something, but he said he was a big fan of this next band in the 60s. Who wasn't, Derek? Who wasn't? And he would like a track played by the Monkees. And I said, absolutely. I'm going to play this for you today. So hope you're well. Love to Margaret. Hope you're keeping well and do keep safe during the week. And thanks for getting in touch. Appreciate it.
Don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Bit of conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Reservation, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, it's understood the brother of